a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You're tuned in to the R1 News, your stop for news and current affairs on the airwaves. 11 to 12 weekdays here on Radio 1 91 FM. Te reo irirangi kotahi.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā iata. This is R1 News here on Radio 1, Te reo irirangi kotahi 91 FM. Kaukaia tēnei. Coming up on the show today, we have the headlines and weather with Eileen. We speak to skier and member of the Otago University Snow Sports Club, Peter Barclay, for the first installation of the weekly snow report. And we talk to Ewan Mackey, Treble Cone Ski Area Manager and Sustainability Lead, about the environmental impact and sustainability initiatives of Treble Cone and Cadrona's ski resorts. First up, here is Taryn Don with Haha here on R1 News.
Time for a lover.
Too many plastics instead of arrows. Too many asterisks on top of acids. Fuck is you asking, looking for answers. I ain't got none to demand, that's demanded.
I happen to whip. I'm sitting shotgun while Brody keeps whipping the shit. Pull up on Brody, she hops and she knows I'm legit. How many fuck can I give? How many fuck can I give? Y'all try too hard. Don't get a sour like citrus. I got it down on call. Secret sauce, get the fuck on my business. Shorty too bad, wanna hold not half size. Got them all mad, while I sit and laugh like. Ha ha, ha ha ha, I say no to the drama. Ha ha, ha ha ha, I want nothing but a dollar. Ha ha, ha ha ha, shorty y'all talk prima donna. Ha ha, ha ha ha, I ain't got time for a lover.
before I breathe.
This is the R1 News on Radio 1 91 FM. Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
I don't need the door, I don't need the door.
The R1 News Headlines.
You're tuned into Radio 191 FM. This is R1 News. Coming up, we speak to a member of the Otago University Snow Sports Club, Peter Barclay, for the first installation of the weekly snow report. Before that, here are the headlines and weather with Eileen.
The R1 News Headlines. The R1 News Headlines.
Tēnā koutou, ko Eileen tēnei. The government may increase access to free flu shots this winter. Health Minister Andrew Little says both COVID and influenza are hitting Aotearoa harder than expected, leading to hospitals hitting capacity and high numbers of staff on sick leave. Little says wider uptake of the flu vaccine is the best thing that can be done to take pressure off of hospitals. It comes as figures from the Ministry of Health show only 54% of healthcare workers have had their flu vaccination. Sexual assault reports in schools and universities are up 70% over the last 7 years, according to police. In 2015, police received 139 reports of sexual assault at education facilities. Last year, that was up to 237. Detective Senior Sergeant David Kirby says in a sense the increase is good because it means more assaults are being reported, not necessarily that more assaults are occurring. Speaking to staff, University of Otago Associate Professor and Sexual Violence Researcher Dr. Melanie Beers echoed that the increase in reports is good and said the next step is to start challenging the underlying beliefs that lead to sexual assault, rape culture, gendered ideas supporting sexual assault, and behaviours that lead to sexual violence. Canada will ban a wide range of single-use plastics in December. Announced on Monday, the ban will cover single-use plastic bags, utensils, ring carriers, straws with some exceptions, and more. It follows a recent report from the UN which stated that the global use of plastics is expected to triple by 2060, with the annual production of fossil fuel-based plastics expected to hit more than 1.2 billion tonnes in that same year. And those were the headlines on the R1 News. Now, kei te pēhea te āhua o te rangi. How's the weather?
The R1 News weather.
It's the shortest day of the year I tēnei rā. Expect a high of iwa, 9, and a low of tahi, 1, with clear skies and light winds. Āpōpō, expect a high of iwa, 9 again, and a low of rua, 2, with morning frosts, light winds, and sunny skies.
You're listening to R1 News on Radio 1 with Kaya Kahurangi Jamieson. That was the headlines and weather from Eileen. Coming up later, we speak to Ewan Mackey, Triple Cone Ski Area Manager and Sustainability Lead, about the environmental impact and sustainability initiatives of Triple Cone and Cadrona's ski resorts. But first, here is Porpoise with Do What You Want here on R1 News.
We'll be right back. Kei te whakarongo mai koe, kei te whakarongo mai koe, ki te reo irirangi kotahi.
The time is 27 minutes past 11. You're tuned into R1 News with Kaya Kahurangi Jameson. We're here with Peter Barclay, keen skier and member of the Otago University Snow Sports Club, for the first installation of the weekly snow report. Morena, Peter. It's a beautiful bluebird day today. How is the skiing looking this week?
Oh, it's looking beautiful all this week across the South Island. There's not much wind and a whole lot of sun across all the fields, and the temperatures aren't too bad either, staying between 0 and 3 for most of this week. On Friday, although, we have a system coming in from the south, which will bring most of the fields in the South Island quite a bit of snow, about a foot hitting most of the hills. This system will continue into Saturday with a lot of clouds and not great visibility, so it's not worth the trip if you are considering it for those 2 days. After the system works its way north on Saturday night, Sunday looks a beauty with no clouds or wind, not to mention a small dumping of fresh snow, making it one of the best days you'll get this season. That being said, the snowy conditions will continue again on Monday next week. It's going to be great to continue the momentum we've started the season with. We've got great on-piste conditions across all the fields, and off-piste might be slightly windswept at times, but there will be some sick pockets of powder for you frothers to pick out. We'll be eagerly eyeing the opening day of Treble Cone, which is the last of the big four mountains closest to Dunedin to open up, and it has had some awesome snow in the past week. The field opens Saturday, but it'll be snowing with low visibility all day. Sunday looks like it's going to be a ripper. The clubbies a bit further north will be stoked. Mount Dobson and Ohau are both coated in snow and getting more this weekend. They'll be eager to open up on the 2nd of July as scheduled with all the fresh white stuff. My picks for the next couple of days are definitely the three commercials in the Lakes District. You'll be getting good snow with great conditions at Cardies, Remarks and Coronet. However, once the weather system clears, Treble Cone is my pick for Sunday. It's going to go harder than a kebab after town. If you want to get out there, sign up for the Snow Sports Club. There's a huge community of skiers and boarders who love to chat snow and are ride-sharing to Wanaka and Queenstown almost every day, as well as running organized trips later this year. You can sign up through the clubs and socials website. Thank you very much.
That was the snow report for this week with Peter Barclay. Coming up, we have some more snow content. We're talking to Ewan Mackey, Treble Cone Ski Area Manager and Sustainability Lead, about the environmental impact and sustainability initiatives of Treble Cone and Cadrona's ski resorts. Right now, you're listening to R1 News with Kaya Kahurangi Jameson here on Radio 1 Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi 91 FM. And you're about to hear Reading My Lips from Dirty Pixels. Keep it locked on Rad 1.
You see?
This is the R1 News on Radio 1 91 FM. Te reo irirangi kotahi. This is the R1 News on Radio 1 91 FM. Te reo irirangi kotahi.
Yeah, we could watch the sunrise. We've been up since last night. Hypnotized by the sunshine. We don't usually go outside.
Looking up to the sky. Go cool with the solar flare. Making us rub our eyes, now we're blind. Trying to find the city's very best king Kai. Number one late night hit franchise.
I'm going deep, get it fully customized. Build my own breakfast on the side. Bacon, eggs, and a pancake stack all fried. And you know I gotta upgrade my main with the curly fries. You gotta upgrade my main with the curly fries. You know.
upgrade my main. Yeah, we can watch the sunrise. We've been up since last night. Hypnotized by the sunshine. We don't usually go outside. Yeah, we can watch the sunrise. We've been up since last night. Hypnotized by the sunshine. We don't usually go outside.
Walking home on the beach during low tide.
Joggers passing by.
Walking in a roadie for the ride. Got the path, got the security on the slide. Even though we had the spotlight.
All eyes on us.
As we sung Mr. Brightside. And I miss you for the second time. Another encore as we step inside. Dumplings lit up by the fridge light.
Food playbacks got us asking why.
I hope you had the time of your life. Already losing the sunlight.
New Zealand On Air, happily busting out the checkbooks so you don't have to. Thanks, New Zealand On Air. You rule.
I remember they were saying I was trash, baby, look at me. Now I got them next, they just love to be pushing me.
I got them walking with a lean, sipping nothing but the tea. None of this is for the free, better come with the beans. Keep you shaking, black coffee, got the taste deepening. Better put the season in.
Don't be sticky with it.
Ducking from the dodge, raising dust. I mean daily, I'd clap you for the dub. And the dollars, can you blame me? Ducking from the dodge, raising dust. I mean daily, I'd clap you for the dub. And the dollars, can you blame me?
Look at me, look at me, look at you. Look at them, look at me, look at me, look at you. Look at them, back to me, right here. Got the king back in me, put these people to the floor.
Think they call it gravity.
Some Sahara boy with the heat. I inherited the keys, but I still kick the door down. Then flash the key, commit a crime. With a smile, hit a beat, like a Jake. All the pigs when the team is vibing out, being great. You were lying on the track, then wonder why we sleeping on it. Get good with the goods, and they'll be creeping on you. I get fired from the kin. We lick up as TNT. If you're acting too foolish, then it's done, E and D.
I got him walking with a lean, sipping nothing but the tea. None of this is for the free, better come with the beans. Keep you shaking, black coffee, got the taste. Deepen in, better put the season in. Ducking from the dodge, raising dust. I mean daily, I'd clap you for the dub. And the dollars, can you blame me? Ducking from the dodge, raising dust. I mean daily, I'd clap you for the dub. And the dollars, can you blame me?
Look at me, look at me, look at you. Look at them, look at me, look at me, look at you. Look at them, back to me, right here. Got the king back in me, put these people to the floor.
I've been trying to let it go, feeling petty LaBelle.
J'essaie de t'oublier, mais ton nom de persiste.
Bye, 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 yeah, farewell. Stare it up on my own, keep it slick. You can tell I got this from the OGs. Yeah, you know me, holding it down. You're catching L's like a goalie. Come prepared, can't be scared of a rookie. Where they been trying to fake like they ain't looking.
Ducking from the dodge, raising dust. I mean daily, I'd clap you for the dub. And the dollars, can you blame me? Ducking from the dodge, raising dust. I mean daily, I'd clap you for the dub. And the dollars, can you blame me?
Look at me, look at me, look at you. Look at them, look at me, look at me, look at you. Look at them, back to me, right here. Got the king back in me, put these people to the floor.
This is the R1 News on Radio 1 91 FM. Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. This is the R1 News on Radio 1 91.
Silence is golden. You just heard Silence is Golden from The Beths. The time is 10 minutes to 12 and you're tuned into R1 News on Radio 1 Tereo Irirangi Kotahi 91 FM. I'm your host this Tuesday, Kaya Kahurangi Jamieson. Ski resorts can have a significant environmental impact, from the transport emissions of skiers and snowboarders driving up the mountain each day, to the amount of water required to put snow cannons into operation. The impact can be immense and is often overlooked. Cadrona and Treble Cone, based in Wanaka, are two of Aotearoa's most popular commercial ski resorts. The mountains have been working together to offset some of their environmental impacts and have recently launched a waste reduction initiative, removing all public-facing landfill bins on each mountain. We're now joined by Ewan Mackey, Treble Cone Ski Area Manager and Sustainability Lead, to discuss the sustainable skiing practices and how we can move towards a more environmentally friendly ski industry in Aotearoa. Kia ora, Ewan.
Kia ora, thanks for the call.
Thanks for coming on. One of the most obvious immediate impacts of ski resorts is the amount of waste accumulated by skiers and boarders visiting. People are coming up the mountain at the crack of dawn and spending the whole day on the slopes, consuming meals, snacks and packaged drinks. In 2021, Cadrona and Treble Cone announced all public-facing landfill bins would be removed from the resort, along with all single-use food packaging sold at the mountain's food retailers. Why did the mountains decide this was the best course of action to reduce waste?
Oh, look, great question and you know, great initiative, something we're really proud of, and going into our second year, we're certainly continuing and looking to step it up. Going back a few steps, one of the things we did a few years ago is we did a full emissions audit, a full measurement to the ISO standard to really see what is the carbon footprint of our resorts, of our operation, like where are our negatives? And, you know, in doing that, there was a few obvious things, and waste being one of them, and you know, and a few, you know, just a much deeper insight. And so that, you know, it's that classic: you can't manage something if you don't measure it. And so we wanted to get a targeted approach to how we would reduce our impact and really start reducing what negative effects we have on the environment. So from that emissions measurement, we've now started doing that every year. And waste to landfill, where we did a waste audit, and in 2020, we had over 40 tons of waste that went to landfill, and the vast majority of that was from the rubbish bin, just from the guests and staff, like all of our people. We consider all of our people together, you know, from waste that they bring up the mountain and heads off. So we took those bins away, and really started a big program of trying to talk to people and say, hey, look, you know, let's not just shift the problem. Let's not just make it so that people take their rubbish away. Let's make it so that people work really hard to not bring rubbish in the first place. So alternative packaging, bring your sandwich up in a beeswax wrapper into the Glad wrap, that sort of thing.
One of the sustainability initiatives Cadrona and Treble Cone have adopted in the past is last season's introduction of free shuttle services up and down the mountain in an attempt to reduce the environmental impact of transport emissions. The goal here seems to be to encourage skiers and boarders to park at the bottom of the mountain and bus up, reducing the number of individual cars making the trip. Did this initiative make much of an impact on the number of cars driving up the mountain? And is it something the mountains will be looking to continue this season?
Yes and yes, resoundingly. Our average occupancy of cars in July of 2021 went up to 3.2 from 2.8. On the previous year. So that was really, really good, really encouraging to see that we were having more people. You know, the idea is you want, you know, the same number of people coming up and skiing, but just less cars. And interestingly, when we did our emissions measurement, we looked at all of the emissions from our operation. And guest transportation, well, that's interesting because, you know, all the petrol and the diesel and guest cars, well, that's not our direct emission. It's not our petrol and diesel. But we felt that we were morally responsible for reducing that emission, because the reason we measure everything is so that we've got a deeper understanding of that we can actually reduce it. And so recognizing that the emissions from all the cars on the road was something that we could play a direct part in reducing, we put on those free shuttles. And it was brilliant. People were really stoked on it. And the other cool thing is, you know, I think always whenever we talk about environmental solutions and things that have an environmental benefit, they also have a social benefit and they have an economic benefit. You know, fundamentally, if people don't have to drive up and down the road, save them money. You know, they're saving fuel, they're saving wear and tear in their vehicle. It's also enjoyable. You know, they can come up in one of our new buses, driven by a professional driver. It's comfortable, it's warm, it's safe. You know, so you know, you've got all of these benefits as well as that obvious environmental benefit, which makes it for a fantastic sustainability initiative.
One environmental impact of skiing, which is often cited, is the deforestation and habitat destruction required to set up alpine resorts. This is perhaps not quite as pertinent to Aotearoa as to other countries where mountains are blanketed by forestry, but that does not mean it's irrelevant. There is a variety of rare and endangered species occupying Cadrona, including karerea, orange-spotted gecko and lake skink. Does Cadrona have any initiatives in place to support these creatures to continue to live on the mountain, unimpacted by the ski resort?
Yeah, absolutely. And I wish we did have tree skiing in Aotearoa, New Zealand. But unfortunately not. But, you know, like you said, just because there's no trees doesn't mean this habitat up in these alpine places aren't very, very special. The biodiversity, you know, the tussocks, the small mosses, the small insects. We've got alpine weta. We have, of course, as you mentioned, several herpetological species. And the beautiful Cariaria and the Kea up here at Treble Cone, where I'm standing right now. So we have a partnership with the Kea Conservation Trust, where we do a long-term survey into population levels. And we also work really hard to make sure that there's a public education program going on and nobody is feeding the Kea, nobody is dropping any rubbish that they're going to ingest. We've been through all of our buildings, making sure there's no lead nails or lead flashings that could affect the Kea's health. And we also fund our what we call the Cadrona Cariaria Conservation Project. So that is a 5-year study into the native falcon in this region, where we're identifying nest sites and monitoring breeding success and effective predation on those birds with a view to informing conservation in the future. So, you know, those are, you know, these are native Taonga species that we feel really passionate, that we want to make sure that we're not just looking after them, that we're actually then taking steps to help improve the populations in our region.
According to the Italian 2019 Dossier Winter Sports and Climate Change Report, up to 20,000 cubic metres of water are needed to put the snow cannons into operation to blanket a medium-sized ski slope 1,600 metres long. Cadrona and Treblecone use snow cannons to supplement snowfall on some areas of the mountains. Do the mountains have any initiatives in place to justify such high rates of water consumption?
Well, look, I think when it comes to water usage, we're massively aware that we are really privileged to operate in the headwaters of the Massa Arles, and the Clutha does run all the way down and is the life source for hundreds of thousands of people, quite literally. So we're really conscious of that. We're really conscious of our conservation of water. We have fully modern snowmaking systems that we're continually upgrading, so the water, and not just the water, of course, the power, the electricity is a really key piece, so that they're as efficient as possible, so that we're not using more than is needed. Also, in the winter, it's providing a good storage system, so then that water is released slowly through the spring and on through the early summer, and not taken then when others are needing it. So we take the water when no one else is using it, in the winter, and it gets returned through the spring and early summer.
What can skiers and snowboarders be doing this season to support environmental impact reduction when enjoying Cadrona and Treblecone this year?
Oh, look, I think the three things I'd say: carpool, when you're coming up for a ski or a snowboard, bring your mate, carpool with your family. Let's reduce those number of vehicles coming up the mountain access roads. Reduce your waste. Think about what you're bringing up. Do you need that sort of packaging? Do you need those sorts of items? Let's reuse. I think the third thing is, talk to each other, share ideas. We all have a passion for these beautiful places. Let's protect these manga, and let's encourage others to do the same. So, I think if we can really foster a culture of care for these places, then that's how we'll ensure that we have winters still existing for years to come.
Ngā mihi, Ewan, thank you.
Kia ora.
You are tuned into R1 News here on Radio 1 Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi 91 FM. Ko kaia tēnei. On today's show, we looked at the snow forecast for the week with Peter Barclay before speaking to Ewan Mackey, Treblecone Ski Area Manager and Sustainability Lead, to discuss sustainable skiing practices and how we can move toward a more environmentally friendly ski industry in Aotearoa. This has been R1 News with Kaia Kahurangi Jameson. Catch up online at r1.co/news. The time is 12 o'clock. Here is Come Down to Us from Burial. Keep it locked on R1 News.
Don't be afraid to step into the unknown.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.